You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back. We are on Positive Energy Day. We started out with Kind Snacks, who's donated $10,000 to our favorite charity, Lawrence Kids. And one of the things I wanted to use as a segue into our next segment is that there's three things in human life that are important. The first is to be kind, the second is to be kind, and the third is to be kind. That's a quote from Henry James. And with that quote, I'm going to use it as a transition to introduce my good friend, Alan First. He has spent over 30 years working in sports and entertainment. Alan is going to be discussing the 2015 Reed and Fiorentino events. One of the beneficiaries of that is, of course, our charity, Lawrence Kids. We're also going to talk about Zoe's Winter Groove 2015, and maybe he'll give us a little feedback on what happened at Runweight as well. Welcome back, Alan.
Great to be here. Good afternoon.
All right. Now, listen, Alan, why don't we go with a retrospective first? Tell us a little bit about how Dwayne's function went.
Yeah, thanks for giving me some airtime the last couple weeks. It was November 18th, and it was a really awesome event. We had great media following. He and Gabrielle were in People magazine, so we had some great media coverage from the event. I think moving it into the season and having the player participation really elevated the style of the event, but it's certainly, again, it's partying with a cause because ultimately net proceeds went to the Wade's World Foundation and helped some great local organizations.
So one of the things that you do is you help the sports stars and entertainment stars here locally reach out through philanthropic endeavors. Have you found a lot of these sports people and entertainment people interested in giving back to the community?
It all starts with them. All I try to do is bring some professionalism to what they inherently want to do, and that's really our purpose. We're more in the back scenes, and we try to make sure their causes are brought up front. But ultimately, the athlete or celebrity isn't driving this cause. It's really not for us to do that. We bring a lot of added support, and we, you know, magnify what they're trying to do in the marketplace.
Yeah, so you project their energy then.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Now, up in the end of March, Tony Fiorentino and Eric Reed are going to continue to put on their Call of the Game dinner and their Celebrity Golf Classic. Looks like there's some sponsorships that are still available. Why don't we talk about this a little bit? I guess people can also go and sign up for the golf too, right?
Yeah, the best place to go is on the website, which is reedandfiorentinoevents.com. And the event this year is like 2 weeks later based on the timing and the heat schedule. So the dinner will be on Saturday, March 28th at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and the golf event at Turnberry Isle, Miami, which will be on Monday, March 30th. So in the past couple of years, we've had the golf preceded, but either way, it's going to be two great events. And, you know, we can talk a little bit more about our honorees and what's happening next year.
Yeah, why don't we do that? It sounds like you continue to get confirmations from some really cool honorees, and they'll be at the event. So if people want to meet some of these legends, they can do that at the event and play golf with them, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about the golf tournament, we use both golf courses at Turnberry. We have 50-plus foursomes, and each one is paired with a celebrity, a former athlete, a lot of times retired Dolphin players, and we've had other, you know, Alonzo Mourning people participate in the past, so that's certainly an added bonus. And the dinner this year, last year we had over 800 people attend. Our top honoree last year was LeBron James, who accepted the Sports Legend Award, but he certainly brought out a crowd. But we're going to follow this year with Dan Marino, who's been graciously accepted the Don Shula Sports Legend of the Year Award, which it's about time. He's following some great footsteps. And another recent announcement this week is Romero Brito will get the Ted Aronson Community Service Award. So two great persons give back in the community who were honored to be honoring them.
Oh yeah, Romero is terrific, and maybe I should just wear my jersey and bring a Sharpie. Maybe maybe not, but I can't wait. Dan Marino has always appeared to be gracious, and I can't wait to meet him in person. Now, let's see. You've got the it's presented by Accordis and hosted by Seminole Hard Rock. So, is the dinner at the Seminole Hard Rock, or where are you going to have the dinner?
Yeah, again, we'd like to bring recognition to Accordis International Corp. They've really stepped up, and they're going to be our presenting sponsor for both the dinner and the golf. It's hosted by Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, which is where the event has been the last several years. And the golf tournament is at Turnberry, Miami, which is a first-class facility.
And I got to believe at the event, it's, I guess, the dinner is hosted by Tony and Eric, who anybody who watches the Heat game knows those guys can keep something moving. So let's see. What that's in March. And then you're also working with Zoe, right? You got something coming up with Zoe?
Well, I've, you know, Zoe's been my client for over 20 years. I've helped them start Zoe's, Morning Family Foundation, Zoe Summer Groove, which had a 15-year ride and expired a couple of years ago. And it was important for him to bring, people have been asking him to bring some special event back to the community. So the Zoe's Winter Groove will be a first entree for him to have an event December 27th, 8th, and 9th, where if you look on the website of zoeswintergroove.com, you'll find all the details. The it really kicks off on the 27th with the Zoe's Health and Wellness Family Groove 5K Run and Walk at Miramar Regional Park, which is really a community-oriented event. Then on Sunday, the 28th, there's going to be Zoe's Comedy Groove, which is tickets are almost sold out to Marriott Marquis, JW Marriott Marquis downtown. And
well,
then,
what a great venue. And that's with the Def Jam guys, right? The Def Comedy guys?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure who the lineup is this year, but I know there's only a few tickets remaining. And then on Monday, there's Zoe's Hall of Fame Groove, which, as everyone knows, Zoe got inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame this past summer, and which is obviously a truly great honor. And the golf tournament's at Turnberry Isle, Miami. And I understand as of today, it may actually be sold out. So, but all three events are open to the public, and there's a great opportunity to meet Zoe and support his great cause.
Well, you know, since today is Positive Energy Day, one of the things I want to remind everybody is that if people go to Bloomingdale's at the Falls, they can shop till they drop, and there'll be benefits to Lauren's kids. So please, everybody in, here in South Florida, go down to the Falls, go to Bloomingdale's, shop till you drop for Lauren. We're going to have some great, great use of those funds with Lauren. Now, Alan, let's talk a minute. We've talked about philanthropy. We've talked about the events that are coming up. How did you get involved with all this? What, I guess, did you, you know, you're doing this for other people, but if you don't project and have the same positive drive, it's just not going to work. How'd you get involved with helping these celebrities promote and present their philanthropic side?
It's, you know, a combination of things. You know, I'm an attorney, a CPA by professional background, so I've always been involved in the business of sports and entertainment, both someone who's managed a lot of these professional athletes as their financial advisor, and then through different sets of circumstances, I help several guys set up their own foundations, and as I said earlier, try to bring some professionalism, which what they do. And the great thing about celebrities and entertainers that want to give back is they have their public figures, and they have access to a lot of corporate doors that you and I may not be able to get into, and so if they can leverage their celebrity status, they can do a lot of great things, because people will, in our world today, flock to the who's who out there who's trying to do some things and give back.
Well, I know that you, in the early days, worked with Michael Jordan and Arthur Ashe. Do you have any good, poignant stories about either Mr. Ashe or maybe Michael Jordan?
Well, I mean, Michael, there's not enough words out there to describe both as a player on the court and off the court. I mean, he's been a genuinely great person. He is what he appears to be, and he's certainly given back in a lot of different ways and a lot of different factors. I mean, Arthur was a true definition of class, in the sense that not only was a true ambassador of the game of tennis, but, you know, he was willing at that time. A lot of people are hesitant today. You see a little bit what's happening recently, where players willing to stand up for causes, certainly start up for apartheid issues in South Africa. And he was one of the first high-profile people to be diagnosed with HIV, which it was a big turning point when he went public with it. And certainly he got it through a blood transfusion, which, you know, a lot of people at that time weren't aware of that.
Now, who is we've talked about a lot of the different athletes and your experience that you've worked with. And I'm going to say accepting their current clients, because I think they're all philanthropic. You know, we've only got a couple minutes left. Who is one of the more philanthropic guys or ladies that you've worked with in the past? We've only got a couple minutes left. I want to just roll on that and then kind of highlight the events again.
Well, I do think the poster child of philanthropy from an athlete point of view is actually, you know, Alonzo Mourning, because he, you don't have to tell Zoe what to do. Zoe's in some ways lived and breathed a lot of things that are become his pet causes. Obviously grew up in foster care, so initially Children's Home Society was a big beneficiary. Nowadays, as having kidney disease and a transplant, certainly that's another great cause. And certainly he's always recognized the need to give back and support the community through education and health. So, you can't write the script for anyone better because he basically lives and breathes it, and he's so genuine and authentic in terms of how he portrays that. But there's a lot of great guys who have done that. I sit on the Board of Athletes for Hope, which actually was founded by 12 of the most given back athletes, Muhammad Ali, Andre Agassi, Alonzo, Mia Hamm, Jackie Joyner-Kersee. All those celebrities, athletes represent talents on the field who have then allowed use that celebrity status to give back in their own respective ways.
Well, one more time, we've only got about a minute left now. Maybe we can go out. What are the websites and how do people get more information on Tony and Eric's event and also Zoe's Winter Groove 2015?
Well, website's the best way right now. When Tony and Eric can go readandfiorentinoevents.com, and then for Zoe's Winter Groove, just look up zoeswintergroove.com, and certainly that's the best place to start. Most information is on both of those websites.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. When we get a little bit further into the spring, we'll have you back. We'll talk about Tony and Eric's event. Maybe we'll even get Tony and Eric on the show. I want to thank you always for coming in.
It's always my pleasure. Have a great day. Appreciate you supporting everything that we try to do here.